Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't care in the point that you won't apologize for your record, right? You won't apologize for who they put on the field. You won't apologize for the way you've beaten certain teams, right? Like blocking a field goal against the Raiders, last second field goal against the Commanders, the catch by Colson Loveland, against the Bengals. You won't apologize for that, but you do care in the sense of like you have to get things corrected. You understand you haven't played the best teams. You understand the focus it's going to take. If you're a leader in that locker room, you may even be saying what we're saying, right? Okay, like remember, guys. Remember who we played. Remember how bad that Bengals defense was against stopping the run. The Giants defense bad on the edges against stopping the run. So just remember, this is going to be a tougher test. We have to get these little problems fixed. I saw a little more mental mistakes in the run game yesterday than I had saw the previous two or three weeks.
Olin Krutz. And obviously, when Olin speaks, we listen. There's no doubt about that. The guy is an oracle. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. This is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. And before we're done, we're giving away tickets to see OAR with Gavin DeBraw and Katie's Tunstall at Huntington Bank Pavilion on Northerly Island on Sunday, September 6th, provided by Live Nation. Be caller 6 at 312-540-0670 when you hear this.
You got any tickets laying around? Let me know.
The next time you hear that, call up and we'll get you hooked up with some tickets.
Lawrence, it is year one of Ben Johnson. It is not year one of Ryan Poles, but he's in year one of an extension.
Yeah, it's kind of year one.
It's kind of year one.
All over again.
Right, they got a chance to really like restart this engine together with alignment this year.
Yeah, and if you're Ryan Poles, you're pointing to your wins. You're like, quarterback looks pretty good, huh? That's a win. Look at Darnell Wright. Yeah, look at that guy. See?
I'll give you one more for Ryan Poles. Tremaine Edmonds looks pretty good right now, doesn't he?
Well, I mean, and TJ Edwards had looked good, too. And then you go, Manungai, huh? Yeah, Manungai guy, yeah. That guy, uh-huh. And Ben Johnson.
Well, Ben Johnson looks really, really good.
Here's my thing. I understand every single criticism of the Bears' 6-3 record. And you know me, Speaks. I'm not one to grab any pom-poms. I'm not one that's like, oh, this is the greatest thing that I've ever seen.
I believe pom-poms are not even sold in Warriortown.
No, they're not. They're not. We banned them. We're big on that in Warriortown. But I look at it as I'd rather see the team win in these situations than have them as these learning opportunities. Like, well, they've got to learn how to win. This is the type of stuff that we hear from people all the time. You know what the Bears are doing? They're learning how to win. And they're winning the games. This is not college football. There's not going to be a committee. They're going to look at records when it comes to the playoffs, and your team can get in with a good enough record. And the Bears are in a great position right now to get themselves in it. The other thing the issue that I have, which is most prominent, and I want to know what you think of it as like a thought exercise. In a season where you don't have Super Bowl expectations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Isn't it okay to win ugly? If you're the Bills and you're winning ugly, it doesn't feel great, right? Because you're super close to being a Super Bowl team. If you're Baltimore and you got to dig your way out of this mess that you made, that doesn't feel as great. This is a shock that the Bears are 6-3. And it is a pleasant surprise that they are 6-3. I don't understand why it shouldn't be treated that way. As a pleasant surprise with, hey, maybe some things are getting better. Even if that getting better is incremental, why not live in the place where, hot damn, the Bears are 6-3.
Yeah, man.
And we're halfway through the season now.
I think that's where we ought to be living. I agree. I agree that that's where we ought to be living. It's a bonus year. When you say bonus year, I don't know about you, but I guess I'll always think of 2015 for the Cubs as like recent vintage of like, all right, this is a project and a thing they're working on. It feels a little bit early, but you know, this is the NFL and like turnarounds do happen rather quickly. So it's a little bit different, but this is year one of a brand new coach with his brand new staff. And it's not like, he goes back forever with all of these coaches. He's learning to work with Dennis Allen. He's learning to work with some of these other dudes and Declan Doyle and everything. So it's a new staff and a new relationship for coach and GM. This is and for the quarterback to get it, it does feel like a bonus year to me. So I'm thrilled with where they are. It's super fun to be where they are. And it's dangerous because we can start to think about all sorts of things.
Sure. And you can see stuff. I'm not saying to ignore some of the things, some of the warning signs that you see in games.
Yeah.
But I am going to say that if the Bears were to have lost these games, if they had lost the Raiders game, had they lost the Bengals game, had they lost yesterday, we would be fielding phone calls. We would be talking to experts who would tell you that the Bears need to learn how to win. This, to me, is part of that process, the learning how to win. This is it.
You know, the thing is, though, like one thing that makes it a little, perhaps this week, a little more difficult to digest in that, like, comfortable way is that it's, like, the fourth week in a row of essentially the coach telling you. And he said it yesterday after the game.
He keeps saying it.
He said it. I feel like I'm on repeat here. But we're not playing our best football, and we're still getting a win. And that does mean that it should be optimistic and everything you're talking about. But it is the third or fourth week in a row, and you feel kind of lucky to get out of there with a win.
What got better yesterday, though?
Special teams.
And?
Penalties. Penalties. Red zone got better. Penalties got better. And I think yesterday was a step forward for the quarterback. I mean, I think overall, when you think about it, in terms of how he played in structure, the numbers would be great if it wasn't for all those drops. And then what he did in the fourth quarter and him being locked in the way they talked about it, I feel like yesterday feels like a really good data point for the quarterback in a way that, for instance, there have been some wins where I didn't feel like they were good data points for the quarterback. Yesterday I thought was.
Part of the reason that I hate doing the schedule release, here's what the Bears record thing is going to be. I always love when Rosie would just put it in the Tribune and be like, 16-0.
Yeah.
or 0-16.
Yeah.
And because that's how I feel about it. And the reason that I feel that way about it is when you look at that schedule, you look at the game against the Ravens and against the Bengals, and you go, oh, well, those are going to be extremely hard. The Bears might get blown out in those games. And the Bears didn't play great against Baltimore. They ended up losing to a backup, and it was super frustrating.
Hmm.
Things happen. The NFL narrative, and I've been talking to you about this in like our meetings, it feels like everyone holds on to the narrative coming into the season without telling the story of the season that's actually in front of them.
We're at an inflection point for that, though, this year, right?
I think so.
I think we're not talking about, boy, I wonder if the Vikings made the right call in letting Sam Darnold go. I think now we're talking about, oh my God, did you see Seattle just put up 38 points in the first half? Like Sam Darnold is balling, period. You know what I mean?
And the Commanders are bad.
Yeah.
And even with Jaden Daniels.
Dan Quinn is taking over the defensive play calling. This came out today.
Right? Now, this was a team that was this close to going to the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
And even the narrative of Jaden's so far ahead of Caleb. And we had talked about this as a show. And I was like, I'm a Jaden guy. I was like, no, he's not. Like, it looks like it because of what happened last year.
Yeah.
But if you were paying attention to the beginning of the season, The Bears quarterback got a lot closer to what was going on. So I just feel like the games are so scarce and seasons are so precious that what good does it do to be in a place where you're upset that your team barely won? They won, and you didn't think that they were going to win the Super Bowl this year anyway. So this feels like extra. It feels like bonus. It feels like, man, this is great.
Right.
There might be real January football for the Bears.
So you don't want to look through the schedule and pencil in wins and losses from here on out?
No.
Because it gets a little hinky if you do that.
No.
So you don't do that.
I don't do that. And I also think that, and my hope, and that's why I asked Kat that question, my hope is that the Bears look at what happened in the first game against the Vikings, and they look at him now and be like, you know what? Screw Brian Flores. Screw J.J. McCarthy. We got something for him this time. That's what I'm hoping happens, where some of these teams that you thought were going to just blow the doors off people are not. Some teams are still trying. The Packers still don't have an identity. They're really good, but they don't have an identity as a team.
This is going to be an interesting one tonight. The Packers are 5-2-1 hosting the Eagles tonight. If they lose,
they do have an identity.
They lose and go to 5-3-1, then you got the Bears tied for first with Detroit.
That Eagles team is one of the only teams this year that I feel like they are playing to who they've been. There are other teams in the league who are not, and that's what's beautiful about the NFL. It's designed to work out this way. Buffalo thought they had the AFC East on lock, and guess what? They don't. And they are running scared and running behind what's happening in New England.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of this stuff we hold on to, like, well, this can never happen because this team has this guy and this coach is over here. Bleep happens. And the fact that it's happening and the Bears are in a place where they're able to capitalize on it.
Yeah, man.
I'm here for it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.